Welcome back. John and Michael with you today. All right, so you've been a very busy guy. You came into the station today. You're all dressed up.
I have a sports coat on. I don't even have a tie on.
No one wears ties anymore.
Oh, I would. I wore a tie earlier when I went to the event. I took it off.
Oh, there was an event.
It was a meeting. You ever get called to the principal's office to go talk about stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
This is like the principal's office. Like the 26th floor of a very tall building in downtown Omaha that has a guy there who's
kind of a big deal.
Was he waiting for you with the paddle?
No paddle at all. No, he was sitting down. We had a whole meeting. I had my numbers and stuff and explained everything, and I think it was good at the end.
Nice.
Yep. All right.
Well, I keep the sport coat on. Is that not getting warm?
Not really. You know what? I'm usually always pretty comfortable in this studio. Always have been. Especially when you're under the vent.
Yeah, because he's under the vent.
I'm under the vent. That's very comfortable. And I'm going to an event after this, so.
Which is this reason why you're having a quandary.
Yeah, it's kind of a, I just need your advice. All right.
This is gonna be good.
If any of you are old enough to remember Dear Abby. Dear Abby was a nationally syndicated article that you see or a column you'd see in papers where people would write in.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Abby. Like say, Dear John, my name's Michael. I live in Omaha, Nebraska, a beautiful wife. I have two great kids. Both my kids go to Central High School here in Omaha, Nebraska.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My oldest is It's great high school. My oldest is kind of an art kid, right? Always been an art kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Loves pottery. It's always been a part of the art scene. Loves it. Big, huge fan of it. Because of that, he's one of the students that is going to be a part of something called the Dinner of Gratitude tonight. The Dinner of Gratitude gives the student a chance to pick one parent to go with them to this dinner. Not both, because they don't have enough room.
Oh, that's why.
Just one parent.
Oh.
They can pick one parent. Now, I will say that in terms of
the convention space we have in this town, we don't have enough room.
It's actually in a classroom. It's in classroom 301.
Oh.
Yes. And that's why I had to go pick up. I got to bring dessert. So I went and picked up some cupcakes to bring. So we're having a conversation with his art teacher. This is probably way back in maybe January.
Mm-hmm.
And the art teacher brings up the fact they're doing this dinner and only one parent can go. And Miles all jokes and says, well, Dad's the cook, so he's probably going to go.
Right.
Right. All right. So, and my wife completely forgets about this. Doesn't think about it again. We're going over the month.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Exactly.
She figures I am not going.
Right. So we're going through our schedule, the month schedule.
Yep.
Kids are busy. We're busy. We keep the schedule so everybody knows what's happening with everybody. You know? And we get to the date and I go, oh, that's that dinner of gratitude thing that I'm going to go to Miles' dinner for his art stuff. And she's like, why aren't we both going? I said, well, they only can invite one parent. And she says, well, that doesn't make any sense. Why? And I said, we talked about this with the art teacher. I don't remember that. I remember that.
She was there with the art teacher.
Sitting to my left.
Yep.
Art teacher across from us, yep. Miles to my right.
But she doesn't remember.
Doesn't at all. Now, I will say that my wife is probably the more of the disciplinarian among the two of us. Right?
She has the paddle.
We don't hit the kids. No hitting the kids. Never did. I was all for hitting the kids. My wife said we couldn't. So we don't hit the kids. But, you know, in terms of like she keeps them, hey, you didn't do this chore. You didn't do that chore. She's big on that. Right. I only come in like at the end. I'm the closer.
You're right? Like, yeah.
I'm the closer that comes in and threatens people's lives. So that's me. But generally, she's the daily person.
Okay.
So she doesn't get invited to this thing. I get invited to it. So automatically she's mad.
At who?
Me. Right.
Why you?
Kind of mad at me. One, because she doesn't remember the conversation.
Right.
And because I'm the one that got invited.
That's not your fault.
I know it's not my fault.
You didn't invite yourself.
I did not invite myself. Miles gave me a little card.
Miles invited you.
Said, we're going to this dinner of distinction or whatever, gratitude or whatever. We're going to that. Need you to be there at 6:15.
Yep.
I'm like, cool about it. So now, how do I deal with this? I mean, because I think she's quietly angry, I believe now.
Mm.
You know? A little quietly angry about it. And I think Miles invited me simply because, and this is sad, but I'm the fun parent. No, it is. I mean, like, so we're watching, you know, the X-Men comes out with the cartoons.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
We're watching the X-Men together.
We watch all the Star Wars stuff together.
Right,
all that stuff together.
I'm the fun parent. So he invites the fun parent to it. But again, she does a ton. She's, you know, she keeps all the finances set. I don't do any of that stuff.
Sure.
She handles all that stuff. Reason why we have a roof over our head, you know, because she makes sure that mortgage gets paid.
Yep.
Right? And so I feel bad in a way.
Well,
but I mean, I don't know how to handle it. You know, it's been kind of uncomfortable.
Well,
it's a severe household.
Here's the problem. She still doesn't acknowledge that she had forgotten.
Yes, she didn't hear it, she said. Did not hear the conversation.
The situation was happening.
Right, right. Didn't hear it.
So, I mean, again, the anger is misdirected.
Yeah, it shouldn't be angry at me, right?
Should be angry at yourself for, I did not hear this. Or at least understanding of the point that, this was said because this wasn't a policy you created. This wasn't a policy Miles created.
Right.
This was a policy the school had because you have a limited space and that's where it is.
Here's the thing. If she would have got invited and I didn't, I wouldn't care. It wouldn't matter to me.
Right.
Sweet. I don't have to go anywhere. Let's do it. I already got to go Friday because they're having a potluck on Friday.
Yeah.
Which I'm cooking for. And so I've already got all that done that I got to do for Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So I would rather not do anything today.
Well, I agree. I hear you there.
But I would be like, but his mom.
But.
Okay, she took it seriously.
You see, at the end of the day, though, it's about what Miles wants.
Right.
He is the student. He is being honored here. He is of this class.
Right.
He's the one that invited you. So the important thing is to respect his wishes.
Doug said it's my fault because I did not tell her ASAP. We were
sitting there. You got the message at the same time.
Teachers across from me, his wonderful, he loves his pottery teacher. It's his third year of pottery. He really loves pottery. She's across from us. We're all sitting, we're talking, joking about it. And she says, but dad's a cook, right? Because they weren't sure if we were going to bring food or if they were going to supply food. So that was part of the conversation. And I know she was there because she laughed about that. But she didn't remember it. That's not my fault that I don't constantly remind her of it.
Well,
I told her about it last month.
As you said, it was out of sight, out of mind. And then last month, as you reviewed the calendar, it's like, and this thing is coming up.
She's like, what's this day?
When did Miles invite you?
Miles invited me, it's more than a month ago. Let me see if there's a date.
So this was before you and Chris re-reviewed the calendar?
Yes.
So you already knew?
I already knew. He had given me the invitation.
And she wasn't aware of the fact that you had been invited.
No. And I thought she was because, again, we were all together in that meeting, and I thought she remembered it.
I mean, this is just one giant misunderstanding.
It is. I feel bad. I feel bad for everybody.
So no one should really feel bad. It's just like...
Let me see if he dated this.
You do what you got to do.
No, it just says dinner of gratitude. You've been invited to dinner of gratitude today. Mm-hmm. Dinner served at 6:30, arrived at 6:15, art room E319. Don't have a date on it. But yeah, I don't.
Well, the bottom line, I mean, you're going to the thing.
I'm going to the thing, yes.
You're going to the thing. Yes, I mean, that's already in the bag.
But
so
I don't want
no
my wife to
it.
Be sad about.
Well, she doesn't have
gets,
to be.
Who gets
she doesn't
picked.
Have to be sad, but it was a choice.
She'll be at the, of course, we're having, for eSports, they're having the potluck on Friday. So she'll be at the eSports potluck.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, and then the youngest is having a concert Friday night as well.
All's well.
So we'll all be at that together.
I mean, if anything, it sounds like if there might be an issue, the issue might be with her and Miles, because Miles is the one that did the inviting.
That is true.
Because whether or not... She remembers, you remember, anyone remembers about the one parent thing. That is what it is. That's a school rule. You can't change that. That's out of your control.
Right.
Out of all people, all of your the severe family control.
Right. Yeah, I know.
So.
And maybe it's part their fault. Well, one, they'd have to raise more money to have a bigger dinner.
Sure.
Obviously. Or they could have let us bring food. They could have done that too.
Right.
But. They knew they have a limited space.
Well, maybe here's the thing. Maybe tonight, as you and Miles are enjoying a great time together, and you're lamenting the fact that you can't be home watching the Mets.
Right.
Just being in your basement or watching the Sixers lose.
Or watching my phone.
That's tomorrow. Or watching your
watching
phone.
Watching my phone.
That's tomorrow,
that's
right?
Tomorrow,
yes,
yeah.
Tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
Maybe.
I think it's tomorrow. I don't... They're traveling.
Maybe remind Miles to do something nice for Mom because Mom feels bad. Is Miles aware that Mom feels bad that she wasn't invited?
I think so, but Miles isn't the one. isn't for that. He isn't the one for that.
What do you mean, isn't the
he
one?
He isn't the person that's going to think about that. That's not Miles.
No. I'm not saying think about it.
Like, he wouldn't. He'd be like, okay, whatever.
But this is the opportunity for you to just remind him, hey.
Yes, tomorrow
you should do something nice for mom.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
His mom is sad that she can't be here. You don't even have to bring up the fact that she's mad because she didn't get invited. Just say that she couldn't be here. Because she really wanted to be
here.
To celebrate your success. There you go. That's how I would handle it. Just say, hey,
okay,
just Miles, do something nice for mom.
That's a good idea.
Nice for mom. She feels left out. Something tells me Chris is going to be able to kick her feet back tonight and say, man, I'm glad I didn't have to go to that thing. I can sit back here.
I hope so.
And I can watch the Mets instead.
Make her a nice flower vase. Does she like flowers?
Yeah, I guess so.
She likes flowers, for flowers.
He's made lots of stuff. He's been in pottery for 3 years, dude.
All right.
Lots of stuff.
Well, let me know if it fails or not, because that's my first attempt at.
I think it was a great recommendation.
Okay.
As a Dear Abby, you did well.
Okay. We need a sports flash.
Not a sports flash.
Sports flash.
Time for an unsportsmanlike conduct sports flash update.
Sports flash.
From the sports flash sports desk. So during the break, and I wasn't going to acknowledge it because it just didn't seem like a Greg McDermott tweet.
Oh, so it is? Did you text him and ask him if it was real?
No, I didn't have to.
That makes sense.
I didn't have to ask him anything.
That makes sense. That makes
sports
sense.
Sports flash.
Yeah.
Ryan Kalkbrenner is back.
I told you on Tuesday he wasn't going anywhere.
Folks.
Not going anywhere. Where's he going?
Where is he going?
Nowhere.
Well, in June, he's going to get married.
He's going to class.
And then next fall, he's going back to
class. As much as Rachel was joking about this, I knew he wasn't going anywhere. She wouldn't have been on social media as much joking about it.
By the way, Ryan Kalkbrenner, who is never active on social media. In fact, he pretty much lets someone else do his social media for him.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, let's see. I'm looking back here.
At his tweets?
He tweeted at his wife, cancel the honeymoon. But so the first tweet was from Coach Mack that said, hey, and he attaches Ryan. Sounds like Coach Bill Self and Hunter Dickinson are coming to Omaha on December 4th. I could use your help.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Right.
So I saw that, I was like, that doesn't make sense.
Right, right.
That just doesn't sound like a Mac tweet, where he's actually openly, asking for something. So I thought maybe he got hacked. I guess I underestimated their ability to play the field, if you will.
Yeah.
But Ryan Kalkbrenner has announced that he is back, and it is coming out from a variety of different sources.
I thought when I saw John Fanta put Creighton, I believe, at like 8
mm-hmm.
in his way too early top, whatever he did. And I thought to myself, that seems a bit high. I even jokingly said, which sport are you talking about? But who they brought in so far in terms of transfer guys and having Kalkbrenner back and Ashworth back the way he played late in the season, they could be really good.
Yeah.
They could be really good. That Pop dude, he's a baller.
Pop Isaacs.
Yeah, and then the young kids who are coming in, you got good athletes, you got scores. They could be pretty good.
Yeah, and if you missed it, Jemiah Neal, Creighton's first addition out of the portal, had him on the show yesterday. If you want to check that out, go back to the radio replay section.
That's the 6'6 guard?
The 6'6 guard from Arizona State.
I saw him at Let It Fly, yeah.
And he, really good attitude. I love, his motivation for getting in to the portal in the first place. He wanted more structure. He wanted discipline.
Right, right.
And
kids want discipline.
And he and Mac hit it off pretty well. And by the way, we will be talking with Trey Ziegler tomorrow on the Grum. I'll just let the cat out of the bag. I will open up the curtain. That was a recorded interview. So
what?
It was before today's news.
Oh, okay. Got
so
it.
That's why we won't be in that interview talking about Ryan Kalkbrenner. In fact, there might be
a question or two?
Well, there wasn't even a question. I didn't even ask him.
Oh, good.
Because I just assumed that, he was going to put his name in for the draft.
And wait.
And wait, like last year.
Yeah.
But apparently.
It's 2024, John. There's no reason for even the best big man to even think about being a first round pick nowadays. I mean, it.
Well, especially if you're from this country.
Well, definitely, yes. Unless you are a true stretch five.
Yes.
Where your three-point shooting is, yeah. I mean, if you look at Luka Garza, was one of the most dependable college players I've ever watched.
Mm-hmm.
There's, what do you get drafted, like in the 45, 50 into the second round, right? Yep. It's just, they don't have a fit for you. There's no fit for you.
Yeah.
The idea that I heard this one guy say about maybe, remember we were, was that one with you? I was on with somebody, and they said that maybe he would go portaling. Maybe that would be something. I go, oh, that makes more sense. It's not the NBA. We know that.
Yeah.
It's not, if it was 1989, hell yeah.
Yep.
Oh, like the Taylor Swift album.
Exactly. If it was before the Indiana Pacers got beat up badly by small ball in, I think, like 2003. Before that, yes. After that, no.
No. Different game now. Different game.
Yeah.
But this is big. So
good for him.
Congrats, Creighton.
Kalkbrenner back. You'll have either Ashworth or Isaacs that can run the point. You'll have Jemiah Neal, who's basically going to be kind of taking the Baylor role. Let's see. And then, well, and now what's going to be interesting, because Fred King, if you miss that, Fred King announced he's coming back.
Yeah, makes sense.
So you got your top two centers back.
Yeah.
The thought was that Isaac Trout was going to start working more at the five because he had started to do that last year. Does that process still continue if you want to have a small ball lineup?
I don't think there's a spot for Isaac Trout.
Or
I just don't.
Or you have to move him back to the four.
I don't think there's a spot for him because he can't play. He's not starting at the four. Because the Miller North kid has just gotten too good. He's not starting the four.
Yeah, Jason Green
is. He's not. There's no way. And so he doesn't shoot the three well enough to give you reason to say, I'm going to give up the rebounding and the defense that Jason Green can do. I don't know where he fits.
Well, he shoots the three well enough. He had a good three-point percentage, but the problem was.
But how many did he take?
Not many.
Yeah.
Not many.
Yeah, I mean, one game where he made the two early on. I think Villanova, maybe, or Providence, something like that.
What was the game he went off?
He had those two from the corner. Everybody shot well that game.
Yes. Well, so, UConn.
Oh, it was obviously UConn, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't. But I just, you can't. Jason Green is a play a lot because of the energy he brings, because how good he is defensively, and how he hits the boards, especially the offensive boards. He's got to play a ton.
As well as this team has improved from a defensive standpoint over the years, you really got to credit Coach Lusk, who's now at Purdue.
Right.
But he really kind of helped change the trajectory of this team defensively. And, of course, last year they were a very solid defensive team. Going to be a different defensive team this year. You're going to have Kalkbrenner back going for his fourth Big East Player of the Year. Defensive Player of the Year.
Yep.
Sorry.
Yep, sure.
But Isaacs is a good defender.
Yeah.
Jemiah Neal is a long rangy defender.
You think Jonathan Lawson played? Is he's still here? He hasn't left.
No, did
he leave?
Yeah, I think J-Law left.
Oh, did he leave? Okay, I always thought watching in practice that I saw like a little bit
J-Law
of. Did he leave? He was the guy that I thought never translated from what I saw in practice to the game.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what's missing there? That makes sense that he left because he got zero playing time last year.
Yeah, no, it never came about. So as it stands right now, I believe there are now
open?
Two spots left.
Two left.
Because.
And that's without getting any of these Nebraska guys.
Which?
Nebraska State guys.
Oh, yeah.
Without getting any of those.
Yeah.
Frankie Fidler.
Yeah, Frankie's obviously going off
Chucky
to.
Chucky going to Louisville.
Chucky's going to Louisville.
William
Frankie's
Kent,
going to.
Kyle going to UCLA.
To Michigan State.
Right.
So they'll have two scholarship spots left. Be interesting to see how they attack those. Coming up.
What do they need?
Well, that's a really good question.
Whoever your two is, you're going to have to figure out a way to get buckets in a game like in the tournament, right? Where Alexander couldn't go off and that big hole was there. Whoever they get in has got to be able to get his own shot in games like that.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Well, with Neal, what he's hoping for is you spread the floor out. Neal, who's a good off-the-bounce guy, really good finisher at the rim.
Yeah.
Those type of guys. You've got one like that. I suppose you're looking for maybe another, you know, 3-4 type person.
Another wing.
Wing.
You can't have enough
shooters.
Yeah.
Can't have enough shooters. Well, we'll see what they do. But very exciting news for the Blue Jays and their fans. The return of Ryan Kalkbrenner. Actually, no. I think I'm miscounting. They may only have one
spot. One spot left? Okay.
They've
added two plus Kalkbrenner for sure, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm miscounting.
And they only had three seniors last year. Because
John's chart from the Omaha World Herald did not have Kalkbrenner on it at all. I thought it did. So, yeah, one spot left.
Oh, already then. Let's go.
And Nebraska's happy with their haul. They're
not. There's no way in the world they're happy with. No. That's who they got. They're not happy. Yeah. It's like going to McDonald's. Yeah, you got some food.
It was good last night.
It was. It's fine. It's fine. In the words, in the immortal words of a drop we used to have, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. But really, come on. Did you get anybody that everybody else wanted?
No,
like,
not
who
yet.
Who'd you get?
Not yet.
The 7-1 kid, the rim runner that they just got in, it's interesting. He's going to play some defense. He can dunk. He can't shoot at a lick.
Right.
Like, at all. Not even from 5 feet away, if he's not dunking it, he can't shoot. So I don't know what that is. The Rutgers kid, I have hope for him. I'm being told that he's going to be. I don't see it.
Yeah.
I don't even think the Wisconsin guy who, he's all right. He can shoot a three occasionally. That doesn't do anything. That doesn't trip my trigger. Who have they brought in that really make you go, oh, yeah, okay, that's going to really help?
So you're talking about,
The 7-1.
Essigen, the kid from Wisconsin.
Yes, that's the three-point shooter who I think is okay.
Right. And, he was hit and miss last year mainly because
he was injured, too.
He was injured.
Yep.
Griffiths is
the kid from Rutgers
that you're talking about.
I don't know. I don't see it.
But. They're happy with Andrew Morgan.
Again,
and Worcester, they got a point guard from Utah.
Is Rink Mass back or not?
We've not heard.
If he comes back, what's Morgan doing? Aren't they the same
Morgan's
player?
Morgan's basically taking the spot that Alec had.
That's what the 7-1 kid's doing. He is that. He is the rim runner, rebounder, blocking shots. That's who he is. It reminds me of, I don't know how many of you guys put together puzzles. Reminds me of a jigsaw puzzle without the picture on the box. You ever try putting together a jigsaw puzzle without the picture on the box?
No.
Okay. You got a lot of pieces. We have nowhere. No idea where they're going. None. They got a point guard?
Yeah. Raleigh Worcester from Utah. They got him.
Yeah, we'll see.
So they're very happy with him.
Okay, good. That's one.
That's one?
That's one.
That's an important one.
It cannot be with the whiteboard in the office had on it. That list that they got cannot be the list that they had planned.
Okay.
There's no way that was the list.
Send your complaints if you're a Husker fan to Michael
Smith. I have nothing against them. I want to see them win. I certainly cheer for them whenever they play Creighton. There's no doubt which side I'm on. But I just don't see that's the group they wanted. When they're out there playground.
Sure, they were looking at some higher level guys.
They did not get those guys. They didn't get those guys.
But... And it goes back to.
You're just cackling.
What are you doing?
Somebody said that to me.
That's cold.
That's awesome.
That is cold.
It's accurate as hell.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That's all white guys.
Did you see the list? I don't.
Good. I didn't see the list.
Yeah, okay.
We shall return.
Oh, Jacob. That's fine.
Kids need hay. Everyone's got to have a place.
Yeah, sure.
No 1620 doubt. The Zone.